The next agenda item we have is sharing the spirit of our movement around the world. You know, this organization has made it possible for blind people to take on many challenges. And in the past, we have fought many battles, not just for us to go to work, but for us to be able to volunteer to provide service in many places around the globe. And our community service division has just completed 75 days of community service in honor of having blind people put their talents to work in service. And one of the areas that we've had to fight often to participate is in the Peace Corps. And we have fought to do that, and we have with us today a young woman who has fought to participate in the Peace Corps as a volunteer, giving her energies and imagination in Kyrgyzstan. Here is Serena Olson.
Hey, hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Serena.
Thank you, President Riccobono. I love you too, Sean Whalen. Salamat zdarve bugunkur matu konoktoru menenatam seringul janamin empower blind people uyumunda Amerikanın tınçtı korpusunun volontör bolup iştegeneme abdan baktalumun. Welcome, honored guests, or should I say my Federation family. My name is Serena, you can also call me Sirene Gul. And I am thrilled to be serving the organization Empower Blind People as a United States Peace Corps volunteer in the Kyrgyz Republic, also known as Kyrgyzstan. Who has heard of Kyrgyzstan? Who knows where it is? What happened to the rest of the country? You guys are amazing, I love it. So Kyrgyzstan is a beautiful little country right in the heart of Central Asia. It's bordered by Kazakhstan, China, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. It is approximately the size of the state of Nebraska. And it has a population about equal to that of the greater Bay Area of California at about 5.5 million people. The Kyrgyz language that I have been learning is a beautiful Turkic language, and Kyrgyzstan is also officially bilingual, Kyrgyz and Russian. That is a legacy of its status as a former Soviet satellite. Now you know a thing or two about Kyrgyzstan. My experience with the application process in the Peace Corps is very reflective of the need for the work and advocacy that we still have to do here at home, particularly as it relates to web accessibility and the medicalization and low expectations of blindness that we are all way too familiar with. I received my invitation to serve in the Kyrgyz Republic. I boarded several long flights and arrived there ready to begin my pre-service training and naively assumed that now my primary focus, it actually still is to change what it means to be blind in Kyrgyzstan. I very quickly discovered that I still had a lot of work ahead of me in terms of advocating for myself, particularly within the Peace Corps system, but also within Kyrgyz society generally. I have blogged about these themes just a little bit. If you're interested, plug, plug, you can read my blog at blindbroadabroad.com. There is also, not coincidentally named, a campaign currently being implemented by Mobility International USA. They have a hashtag Blind Abroad campaign in which they are promoting and encouraging blind people to live and work abroad. They're pushing on social media. There will also be a series of podcasts, plug, plug, in which I will be featured. So again, blindabroadabroad.com. There's also the hashtag blindabroad campaign. But what I would really love to share with you today is the work of this organization, Empower Blind People. I have been living and working in Bishkek now for 14 months, and with two really dynamic ladies. Some of you may know them, Elnura Emilkanova, who unfortunately, due to visa issues, was not able to join us today, but I know that she's listening on the live stream. We miss you, Elnura, and you are here in spirit, if not in the flesh. Yeah. However, we do have with us my secondary counterpart, Gulnaz Juzbayeva, who some of you may know as a former student at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. These two ladies are taking on the entire country of Kyrgyzstan, if not all of Central Asia and the Russian-speaking world, to bring the Federation to Central Asia. And in these 14 months that I've been working both with these dynamic ladies and with the other staff, we actually have a full delegation of folks from Kyrgyzstan with us at convention this year. We have, in addition to Gulnaz, we also have Olesya, our technology instructor, Gulum, our Braille instructor, Jalaldin, our new cane travel instructor, and a student participating in a pilot leadership training program, Hayot. They've come a long way to be here. Let's give them a warm Federation welcome. So in working with this great staff and with the students that we've had come through our center, I've been feeling this profound sense of connection to history, particularly bringing it all together here at the 75th anniversary of this great organization. The idea of coming together with just a small handful of people in the face of a lot of low expectations and misperceptions about blindness and a significant lack of resources, but starting from almost nothing and building something great. It makes me feel like I have some idea of what it might have been like to be one of the Wilkes-Barre Seven. And that is kind of an overwhelming feeling, but a gratifying one nonetheless. So the lay of the land, we have two schools for the blind in Kyrgyzstan, one of whom we have a fantastic relationship with. She's come here, she's met with the Federation, she knows a bit about what we're doing, and she's moving towards a direction that's supportive of what we're doing. The School for the Blind in Bishkek, unfortunately, the director has decided that low-vision students do not need Braille, and there's no need for any of the students to waste their time learning English. So unfortunately, we're not doing a lot of partnering with them at the moment. There is a modest stipend available akin to Social Security. There's a bit of a housing subsidy available to the blind in the form of warehousing all the blind and deaf people in the same apartment buildings. This is also a legacy of the Soviet system. There is not really any federal protection like the ADA. Braille is not really a thing. A few blind people do know and use Braille, but it's not ubiquitously available. So we are doing a lot of Braille-focused work, to say the least. There are talking crosswalks around the capital, Bishkek, that were advocated for by a member of parliament who happens to be blind. We're not confident that he uses those talking crosswalks himself. He doesn't seem to travel independently, but he decided that they were important for the blind folks of Bishkek, so there they are. So we have some resources. There are no specialized services for kids in school, so a lot of blind children either don't go to school at all or they're pulled out at very young ages and are functionally or totally illiterate. So we have a modest amount of resources, but a long, long way to go in terms of building the Federation spirit and creating a paradigm shift around the culture of blindness in addition to building that important infrastructure. So what is Empower Blind People bringing to the table? Well, for one, they're bringing in services that don't exist, and that is services for blind adults are few to non-existent. And we're bringing that in with our building of an NFB-based training model, localized, of course, a little bit for our local needs. Our students learn both Russian and Kyrgyz Braille. They learn English along with English Braille. They, of course, take computers, cane travel classes, lots of seminars. We keep them extremely busy on many evenings and weekends, keeping them active. They do yoga, they run, they tandem bike ride, they swim. And the transformations that we see over time in a lot of our students are just extremely awe-inspiring. A poet who was dependent on her family to read and write poetry for her is now Braille literate and can read and write her own poetry. A student who at 33 never attended school and said that he prayed for 10 years for someone to come teach him something. He just wanted to learn, and nobody ever thought that he was worth that investment until he came to our training program, and he said that our program was the answer to his prayers. Our students who never attended school or maybe never went past the third form, after completing just 5 months of our residential training program, are talking about continuing their education, going to school, and becoming lawyers. Very, very incredible work is happening. My commitment as a Peace Corps volunteer is to live and work side by side with these fantastic people for 2 years. And after I leave, they will still be working just as hard, and we will still be their Federation family. You don't have to be a Peace Corps volunteer to be a part of this. A lot of people have said to me, wow, Serena, this must be so amazing. It must be fantastic. Yeah, it's really amazing to achieve this dream that's been a long time dream of mine, to become a Peace Corps volunteer, to be a part of something that's so exciting, making history in the heart of Central Asia and changing, truly, truly changing what it means to be blind in Kyrgyzstan. But like I said, you don't need to be a Peace Corps volunteer to be a part of this, so I'm going to give you two ways that you can be a part of it. You can either come to Kyrgyzstan, or we can bring Kyrgyzstan to you. There is a travel agency in Bishkek who has agreed to contribute 50% of proceeds for a selection of tour packages around this beautiful little country. But we don't benefit from that unless you book the travel and you come. And we want you to come. Kyrgyzstan has breathtaking mountains. It's called the Alps of Central Asia. It's a cool and lovely place to escape the heat in the summertime and drink the national beverage kumis, which, by the way, is delicious. It's fermented mare's milk. And the same mountains can provide lovely skiing experiences in the winter in Karakol and other places in the country. Joanne Wilson has graciously offered to be a point of coordination for anybody among you who is interested in visiting Kyrgyzstan and wants to go on a tour that will benefit this great organization. So please be in touch with me or Joanne Wilson.
1 minute.
Thank you. Finally, Kyrgyzstan is coming to you. In addition to building the infrastructure of this training program, we need to train leaders and instructors. And the best way we can do that, since we don't fully have the Federation in Kyrgyzstan yet, is we need to bring them here. And our young cane travel instructor, Jalaldin, back there, we are in talks with the Louisiana Tech and with the Louisiana Center for the Blind to bring him back next year to do NOMC certification. But the plane ticket is expensive, and living costs are expensive, and he will need to have health insurance. So any tax-deductible contributions that you can make to the Louisiana Center for the Blind with KG, Kyrgyzstan, Kyrgyz Republic in the memo line, Pam Allen can dog-ear those funds and make them available to our students when they come. So, let's go build the Federation in Central Asia.
Thank you, Serena. Thank you for being here.